The God Concept. God Concept, 1. I always stand on God's side. Also, I always stand against Satan. I give the reason for my statement. For example, between good and bad person, how we decide a good person. Is it based on his body or any other factor regarding his mental powers? No, not at all, but we decided him as a good man only the reason that he is good at heart. His great qualities like love, sympathy, truthfulness, morality, etc., are the reasons behind our decision that he is a good man. In the same way, if we want to decide a supernatural being a God power, then, that power requires the same great qualities. If the power is cruel, full of hatred, untruthful, immoral, then that power becomes Satan negative power, not the God. This is the scientific approach towards God concept, and this is the reason the God is defined as the great fund of the universal truth, love, and morality. Unfortunately, every God religion differs in its mythology and rituals, and fights one another. I can't do such a blasphemy to the great God concept, and instead, I consider every God concept in this world as God, by separating and dropping their mythical stories and belief parts. Here, please note the point that all religions exist only in their belief parts, that is, their mythological and ritual parts. We know that the essence part of God and religion, without which God and religion cannot exist, are those qualities, the universal truth, love, and morality. This essence part is so essential for all religions, including godless religions. If we withdraw the universal truth, love, and morality from God and religion, can any God and religion survive? No, that is impossible. This certainly clears the importance of essence part of every religion. The other belief part, in fact, is the reason for the creation of different religions, sects, and cults, etc., but only to hate one another and also to create horrible bloodshed in this world. We all know, religion is for peace, but we can't get this ultimate aim of all religions until we start living in the essence part of religion. Every religion explained in its religious book about those great qualities, the universal truth, love, and morality as its God's quality as well as the quality of religion. So, I agree, excluding the belief parts that all the gods are true, and all the religions are true as well, unlike religious scholars, who cry for their exclusive belief part and ritual part as their true religions. God concept, 2. I never said anywhere and anybody to agree with my words. If so, it is like forcing somebody to believe in the way one does. I never force anybody, in any way, because what I speak is not any set of beliefs. Truth cannot be forced, but it can be realized. The belief, on the other hand, cannot be realized, instead, it can only be instructed or forced to accept. This is why, I say, I cannot create any boundary to the only sun-like universal truth. Thus, I am helpless in creating my own religion or sect. I only wanted people to know about the hidden enemy of humankind, that is the ancient sorcery system. The existence of such a different and all-spread sorcery system has not been exposed so far, so everything regarding that sorcery must appear as a new idea to the people. My work is restricted only to convince the people about the reality of the existence of the ancient sorcery system which I discovered, and to give my opinions or solutions to counter their horrible negative conspiracies against humanity. Now, according to me, God and religion cannot be compressed within any book cage because God and religion are that one universal truth, which is as big as the vast sky. No universal definition. The world has been using the word God for many thousands of years. Still, they did not define the word God at least. There are so many gods and goddesses and there are so many creator gods as well. Every god and goddess got their own separate identity, and unfortunately, even every creator god also got their own separate identity. If we see the difference in each god, then, we can't associate them with a particular group or name. That means we can't call by one name God. If we want to call by one name, then, we all must agree that they have some kinds of basic traits common to them. The people, in reality, claim their God as the real, and call other gods as false gods, and that clearly imply the idea, we see no God qualities in your God. Now, I say that there are some basic traits common to all of these God concepts, and they are the universal truth, love, and morality. In other words, if these qualities are missed in any one of the gods, then, it turns into either an enslaved power or a negative power. To say, ours is the real God and all other gods are Satan, is easy, but it is a childish attitude. Unfortunately, everybody says in the same way, but they are ignorant that this baseless childish attitude is one of the strategies of that ancient sorcery system. With this easy strategy, calling other gods as Satan, they made the total God concept of this world to be hampered by 90%, and on the other hand, God concept glorification down to mere 10%. This is the easiest method of the ancient sorcery system used to destroy all the religions at the end. In this method, the positive God concepts of this world have been killed by this ancient sorcery system bit by bit from the beginning. Unfortunately, here, the killers of gods are not atheists, but they are the God believers themselves. Here, two things are clearly obvious. The first one is every religion's separate belief bundles, and the second one is the separate identity claimed for the god or religion based on those separate belief bundles. Everything is clear now, the cause of a separate religion and a god is only this belief bundles. We know that without divine qualities there can be no divinity, but a shocking realization is that, though they claim divinity within their god and religion, all different religions have been created out of these mere belief bundles. This is because they never get any separate name if they stressed only the divine part, which are common to all religions. Also, they can't expand their religious kingdom as well. This virtually denounces the claims of the religions that their religions and gods are divine in nature. Wise and visionary sages of the ancient and creator God. In ancient time, there were so many wise sages lived, but they lived with the most purified hearts without ego projection in them. They spoke only about one divine principle underlying the universe. They argued no individual creator God is possible for this creation. If anybody claims a creator God, then he needs to answer many other unanswerable questions. They had so many visions of gods and goddesses, which they considered mere positive powers. Unfortunately, in the later period, some of these gods and goddesses were praised and worshipped with the concept of creator god and goddesses by their devotees. After along this type of worship, those gods and goddesses started saying differently in the visions of their devotees, and they started speaking, I am the creator of this universe. This happened before many thousands of years, and this is in the later years appeared in the visions of different people in the different parts, with different god names. This is the reason, creator gods in this world were without the knowledge of very simple scientific and astronomical truths, and speak contradictions, as well as sometimes behave very cruel like ordinary gods. If we go deep into this topic, we can see still so many proofs establishing this truth. Believing one's god as creator god is not a sin, but fighting one another for his name, form, and words, etc. are not only sin, but it is antisocial crime. If anybody claims, all other creator gods other than my own are false creator gods, then, that is the greatest sin because there he is denouncing his own belief theory the one creator god. One creator god theory is unscientific as well as blasphemous if people believe one creator god by killing all other creator gods, and it is scientific and a holy approach if people accept all creator gods as that one creator god. According to me, I never denounce any creator god because I see the great god qualities, the universal truth, love, and morality in all so-called creator gods, though I never agree with any mythical stories of any personal creator god of this universe. If one says that one's god is without those great qualities, the universal truth, love, and morality, then and only there, I will not agree that power as a god power. In brief, I agree all the god concepts as god concepts, if they have those divine qualities, the universal truth, love, and morality. On the other hand, different religious people claim only one creator god, but practically got different creator gods, with different names, heavens, religious books, beliefs, rituals, etc., and the outcome are hatred, conversion, bloodshed, etc. We never fought for one sun, which has been shining for us to this point in time, then, why did we fight thousands of times for that one creator god who is the creator of all the human beings? Is this simple logic so hard? If not, who influenced people to fight for no reason? Ancient sorcery system has been fooling human being for its benefits. They divide people for hatred and bloodshed. They're two important items, which are essential to increase the strength of their system, are cruelty and immoral sex feelings. So, they have been increasing these two feelings with different ways, and it even included all the kings and their kingdoms and the cruel wars among them.